Davos globalist hype companies spying on workers' brainwaves. By Alim Bokhari on February 3, 2023. At the World Economic Forum, the annual gathering of globalist elites in Davos, Switzerland, a presentation hyped brainwave monitoring technology to allow employers to detect how hard their employees are working, whether they get distracted, and even if they have amorous feelings for coworkers. You can not only tell whether a person is paying attention or their mind is wandering, but you can discriminate between the kinds of things they are paying attention to, gushed the presenter. Whether they're doing something like central tasks, like programming, peripheral tasks like writing documentation, or unrelated tasks like surfing social media or online browsing. When you combine brainwave activity together with other forms of software and surveillance technology, the power becomes quite precise. A short video imagined a workplace of the future, in which an employee worries about her employer detecting amorous feelings for a coworker by reading her brainwave data, but is pleasantly surprised when she gets a performance bonus for good brain metrics showing her productivity. In the next scene, the government subpoenas employees' brainwave data to find co-conspirators in a wire fraud scheme in the office. You discover they are looking for synchronized brain activity between your coworker and the people he has been working with. While you know you're innocent of any crime, you've been secretly working with him on a new startup venture. Shaking, you remove your earbuds. The presentation also examined various other uses of the technology, including waking people up, highlighting a haptic scarf developed by MIT that gives people a little buzz if their mind starts to wander, or they doze off. The presenter said the purpose of showcasing this dystopian mind-reading future was to highlight the positive use cases of brain monitoring technology because what I don't want the reaction to be is, let's ban this. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.